Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just wanted to mention, Rich Stevens with us. I just wanted to mention that at the top of the hour we heard the same thing we've been saying about the meat industry and how, Smithfield has shut down its operation. So has Tyson, JBS, and some others. And they said that 10% of 10% of 3,400 workers tested positive. So here's a thought: if we have meat packing plants shut down in South Dakota, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Iowa, do you think that that might impact the supply chain? Well, the news indicated it might. Really, it might. It might. Our supply chain is so thin, the warehouse is in the truck on the way to the retailer. That's how thin the supply chain is. It needs to be called just-in-time inventory, which means that, as you're saying, hey, y'all have a, it's whatever it is, it would be being delivered to the store at that time. That's what just-in-time is. Just as you want to buy it, they get it. That's just-in-time inventory. Now, it didn't used to be like that. It used to be that stores like Sears and others would have a back room, and they would also have inventory on the sales floor. So if you wanted to buy a water softener, you could buy it. You could say, well, I'd like that one right there. The one in the middle, that, you know, small, medium, or large. I'd like the medium or the large or the small. You pick one, they go, all right, we got it in the back room. Hold on, we'll go get it. We'll get one of those hand trucks, and we'll wheel it out to you, and you can pay for it right now. That's what it used to be. Now, it's they don't have them in the back room. There is no back room. So the one that you want is on the truck. And hopefully it would get to you. As you say, I'd like one of those, but typically not so much. Now, if you go to one of those big box stores and you want to buy a water softener, you can buy it, you can pay for it today, and it will be in the store in about a week. That's where we are today. Well, in the good old days, maybe a couple months ago. Now, I don't know if you can get one or not. So when we talk about the food supply, when we say that the meat packers have shut down their plants, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And, you know, there's a, about 20 miles down the road from us, there was a guy who would sell tires, fix cars, change big tires. When I say big tires, I'm talking like 5 feet tall, like big tractor tires. And I was talking to him, and I said, hey, you know, business doesn't look like it's doing so well. And he goes, yeah, you know, we got this cop, and he's down at the bottom of the hill, and if someone's doing 36 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, he gives them a ticket. If they're doing 26 and a 25, he gives them a ticket. And he's chased all the customers away from downtown. Downtown's like a little tiny place, right? And they weren't doing much business anyway. But I said to him, so how's it going? He said, well, you know, our customers have found a new place already, and they're not coming back. What he was saying is it takes a long time to find customers. You build your business. The customers start going to you. They get used to going to you. They get used to your type of operation, the pricing, the offerings, and so forth. And they come, if they like you, they come back. Well, once you chase them away with police cars and radar traps, or once you chase them away by closing down the business because the government says you're going to be closed down, customers find other sources, and they don't come back very quickly. And they may not come back in time to save the business. Now, I'm not saying we should open the country for business. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that once once a business decides to shut down and maybe reopen, it's really hard to reopen. So, for example, let's say Sears decided they were only kidding. They're only kidding, and they're, you know, they're really not going out of business. They're actually going to reopen all the stores. Do you really think that people will go back to Sears after they've already found another solution, another store, another way, or maybe doing without? Would they be going to Sears? I don't think so. Rich Sheehan?
Yeah, well, I got quite a few comments on some of the things you just said. I'll try to be as quick as possible. You know, I've read so many excerpts from Mark Zelinsky, the Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, the Communist Manifesto. This is all, you know, food shortage, medicine shortage, controlling health care. You know, it's just like, it's all in the plan. It's their template. And, you know, regarding food, you know, what did they do back in medieval days, folks, when they took over forts and castles? They just surrounded it and stopped supply chains. And then they eventually starved them out. This is what's one of the tools of the weapons that the powers that be are using. Now, Vince, you were talking about how we don't have consumer confidence, which should be today's theme show, on the business, corporations, especially the big corporate fascist oligarchy, which gets bailed out by the taxpayers. Keep in mind, folks, these big companies not only did stock buybacks, they're also asking for bailouts paid for by you. So remember, I've gone over this many, 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 many times, but it's very relevant to repeat in a very short form here. And that is, all that money that goes into stock buybacks didn't go into new expansions or new products or new services or research and development or new employees. They went in to boost earnings per share, and the executives cashed in with the stock options. They created new debt so they can ask for new handouts paid for by us, and to give dividends to the wealthiest Americans, executive cash under the table, and then they did more consolidation through acquisitions and mergers. And what they're doing in the meantime is they're increasing their spread and profits by going to countries like China for cheap labor, bringing back products which are guaranteed forced obsolescent type products, which means they're going to break down because they need to increase the velocity of money. But now that 70% of Americans only have $1,000 in savings, 80% live paycheck to paycheck, and with all this corruption and manipulation that we always talk about, now there's no consumer confidence. While the elite are maintaining control of the masses and feathering their own nests via us and redistributing money from the bottom 93% to the top few percent thanks to us. So think about this. Can you see the long-term plan here when you connect the dots? How, you know, all this talk about, oh, America's a service industry country. Well, can you see why they wanted us that way? Can you see the benefit of controlling and getting rid of freedom, liberty, and our Constitution by eliminating manufacturing, by basically printing money willy-nilly where the majority of it goes to the elite, and pretty soon we're going to have a Cloward and Piven broke situation? It's all obvious. And I'm telling you, if the silent majority of the people don't read research and stand up and speak up, there will not be America. There will be no America left, because it's so obvious that everything that they've been doing has been that they're telegraphing their punches like a boxer does. A bad boxer will telegraph his punches and will usually be defeated, okay? I don't know if they're going to be defeated if the people don't stand up to political correctness and corruption and manipulation and a corrupt, oversized government, then we're going to get what we deserve. And it's not going to be good. We need to speak up. We need to be Americans. When people start sticking up for their groups, their hyphens, and their pronouns, they need to be taken down. Taken down. We cannot allow political correctness to do what it's doing. I mean, come on, businesses aren't even businesses anymore. We are so far from capitalism, it's not even funny. I mean, you can start a bank or a hedge fund and just not even get a profit for years and demand a bailout, and the CEOs and executives can have this great lifestyle without even creating consumption. I mean, this doesn't even make sense. Like I said earlier, the people who have success, take that word with a grain of salt. The people who have money, it doesn't mean they have brains. It means they have usually nepotism connections, and they're willing to deceive and sell out the little people. That's what it means. Vince?
You mentioned bailouts. I want to give a simple example of a bailout. Really simple. This happened to me. So right now we're talking about bailing out the auto industry, the airline industry, the restaurant industry, hotels. We're bailing out cities. We're bailing out states. We're bailing out towns, hospitals, retail, even the taxpayer. Everybody's getting a gift, right? It's all paid for by us through inflation. It's gonna be very expensive. We won't believe what's happening. Once people start using these gifts of $1,200 per that the government has promised. Well, let's talk about a real simple example of a bailout. So I absolutely despise the Farm Bureau of Missouri. I can't change because all the insurance offices have closed. I can't talk to anybody. I can talk to corporate headquarters, but I don't want to talk to corporate headquarters. I want to talk to a person where I can go drive over there if I wanted to. I'm not going to drive there now with the corona panic, but I would like to be able to go to the local office and talk to my insurance salesperson, my representative, if you will. Well, there was a tornado in Joplin years ago, and it leveled Joplin. I was there. I saw the aftermath the next day. The next year, my insurance premium for, and I don't even live in Joplin, it's maybe 100 miles away. Next year, my insurance premium went up 30%. And I was talking to a representative from the Farm Bureau, and they said, oh, yeah, everybody's dead, you know, Joplin. I said, do I live in Joplin? He said, no, but what we do is, you know, when we have a catastrophe like that, everybody gets to, you know, pay. That's a bailout, okay? So I was part of the bailout because for Joplin. And I resented because I had nothing to do with it. So the insurance company took advantage of me and everybody else that it could and raised everybody's premiums. How about they tighten their belts? How about they pay these insurance people less during tough times rather than charge the rest of us more? How about that? So what's happening in the meat industry right now? I mentioned that there's some closures of plants and beef and pork and chicken. I mentioned that. So what would you think that would do to guys like us as cattle farmers? What would it do? Well, it took the already low cattle prices down another 15% already. So the news was announced yesterday and maybe the day before about Tyson and Smithfield and JBS. And within hours, beef prices went down 15%. We're now below the cost of production.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough
enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I've got this little thing on my desk. It's about the size of a postage stamp, actually a large postage stamp. That's maybe a 16th of an inch thick. It says, "Do not eat," in blue ink. And it's a white package, "Do not eat." And it has several languages saying, "Do not eat." French, German, English, and other languages. And in little tiny, tiny, tiny print, it says MGC. MGC. .co.jp. So I looked that up. It's an oxygen absorber. It came in some package of food. So it's an oxygen absorber. And what does MGC stand for? Well, it stands for Mitsubishi Gas Chemical Company. So this is a Japanese product in food that you can buy in the United States. And I went to their website, and it's all in, looks like, multiple Asian languages. I can't read any of them, but it looks like many Asian languages, but none in English. So here we have a dependency on a Japanese product, an oxygen absorber, in a food product that's sold in the United States. Why is that? Why is that? We can't make it here? We can't make food here? Farmers are starving. Farmers are committing suicide. Farmers are going belly up. And I got to tell you, I've had some serious meetings with our family. Like, what are we going to do, guys? Well, We're selling 70% of our herd at fire sale prices. We're going to take a beating, an absolute beating on it. We're going to have to scale down because we can't work with our neighbors, at least one neighbor in particular. He threw us overboard. We had an arrangement with him, an agreement with him. We would take care of his farm that he was neglecting, didn't want to spend the time on. We took care of it for him. And they decided that he was going to sell it, and that's great. But his broker said, we're going to mow this grass. It'll look really nice. And we'll mow it and sell the farm with a nice manicured field or fields. And that was the field that we were going to, that we had already agreed upon for using for our cows. So my former friend threw us overboard. So another reason why we have to sell our herd. So we're not the only farmers like this. And I'm not, you know, begging for anything. We'll get through it. But what I'm seeing is the lack of honesty, the lack of integrity, the lack of honor, the lack of staying with a commitment. I'm seeing me first, and I can't stand it. I absolutely can't stand what people have become. I'm seeing situational morality, situational ethics. Let me give an example. I mean, situational ethics is, okay, so we think homosexuality is wrong, it's evil, it's a sin. Until it happens to, you know, a child in the family. Then it's okay. Then it's, you know, well, let's put the two homos who get married, let's get their wedding picture and put that on the mantle. Because we're proud of them now. You know, a few weeks ago we thought it was a sin, but now it's okay. That's situational morality. Situational morality is companies changing their warranties, saying that it's, you know, got a lifetime warranty, and then saying, well, we didn't mean that. And you go, yeah, but I bought it when you did mean it. Well, we don't mean it anymore. Yeah, but I bought it when you said lifetime warranty. Yeah, but we don't do that anymore. So tough. And I think that this is going to result in the situational ethics, the situational morality, the me first, the pushing, the shoving, the lack of integrity and honor. I think people are going to get more frosted. And I think they're going to lose their tempers. And I think they're going to start bashing and crashing and breaking and shooting. I can see it coming. Violence is already up. We predicted this years ago that this would happen. And here it is. And people, I've talked to people who have never shot their guns in years, are now practicing. Now, why are they doing that? Because they're getting ready for what? That would be the second American Revolution. That's what they're doing. Do I want that to happen?
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to when stay-at-home orders can be lifted across the nation, President Trump says,
"The President of the United States calls the shots."
The President telling a White House briefing last evening he's almost done working out a plan to reopen the country, and he adds it could be done ahead of schedule. He also defended his initial response to the coronavirus back in February.
"We really have done this right. The problem is the press doesn't cover it."
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the President's Coronavirus Task Force is standing by the White House's response to the pandemic. As Fauci told reporters, President Trump acted on the mitigation advice he's been given by experts. And Fauci mentioned that starting immigration efforts sooner would have saved lives, but he wasn't implying that someone was at fault. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my when you go to BC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, and class, the International Monetary Fund says that they're expecting the worst recession since the 1930s. That'd be 90 years ago. I said it completely differently. I said we are already in the second Great Depression. Not recession, depression. And here's an example of it. California, Texas, Florida, and Pennsylvania have food lines from pantries supplying food to the needy, thousands of cars long, miles of cars, because people are really hungry. Do you think that they would wait for half a day in a food line if they didn't have to? Rich, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, that's why I talked about the medieval takeover of forts and castles. You control food, you control medicine, you control the people. Kissinger said this as well. You know, regarding the IMF, you know, Dianne Feinstein, I mentioned this earlier, once Iran received $5 billion from the IMF, when they got $150 billion minimum in cash on pallets from Barack Obama. So the whole system's corrupt. It's the elite versus the people, and I want to comment on what you said earlier regarding, you know, what you're going through with your neighbor. And we talked about this privately the other day, Vince. And I know we've implied and alluded to this, and even talked directly about this. But I'm going to do it right now, you know, and I'm going to be a little repetitive regarding Russia, Ukraine, the Mueller trial, impeach, Stormy Daniels, you know, peeing on the bed in Russia. All this stuff is secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information. It's rumors, it's gossip, it's hearsay. This is the MO of the deep state. This is what's happening, whether it be a neighbor, a friend, a relative, a work associate. Have you noticed how divided we are? Divide and conquer strategies is one subset under 1,000 under political correctness. I am blue in the face talking about how the people want to divide, the elite want to divide the people. Okay? They're using artificial intelligence, AI, to enhance the divide and conquer strategies through secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay. That's what they do. All they do is hold on to the narrative. They don't care if it's true or not. They can clog the news wires with all of this divide and conquer strategy. So when you see friends and neighbors and work colleagues and relatives, basically not talking to each other anymore, it's because the powers that be have our emails, and they have the power through even voice recognition. They've been doing this to me for years. They've been doing it to a lot of people. They are literally setting people up, passing on false information, whether it be emails or voice. I've listened to radio shows where myself has said something that I didn't say. Now figure that one out. Basically, they've been using voice recognition for years. They're changing emails. They're dropping rumors. They're dropping gossip. They're doing secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information because they have to keep us divided. This is a major strategy. Remember, you heard me talk a million times. Distract, dumb down, and divide the people. I've given thousands of examples over the 9 years I've been on the air on how they're doing this. They are ramping it up. And this is why they're using victim group and protectionist group status. They want certain people to feel entitled to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. When you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you will eliminate the legitimacy, the value, and the dignity of work. Vince, I've been talking about this for years. You know I have. And then when you demand to eliminate the rights and restitution of certain people who are affected by this under the rule of law for certain groups, you create precedent to eliminate the rule of law. You create precedents to get rid of due process. This is what they're
doing. When you
say
you, you're not talking... Well, hold it. When you say you, you're not talking about Vincent Finelli, are you?
No, I'm talking... It's a general term. It's a general term. These are all divide and conquer strategies, and they're using AI as the MO to do this. This is their use. And they're doing it every way they can. So everything you say on the phone, every email you send, they have the everything you say on a radio show or print. I mean, my book, I've had people return my book where the introductory chapter was gone, the table of contents was gone, the first chapter, second chapter was gone, where words were moved around and interchanged and flipped around. Basically, this is what they do. I mean, I've had hundreds of people, folks, try to give me positive reviews on my book. I had up to 4.7 stars. Last I looked, it was like 4.3 or 4 or something. They're eliminating the good reviews and putting in poor reviews purposely. They have to divide us. They have to take things out of context. They have to burn books. They have to make sure you are cultivated and groomed to be followers and not thinkers. And this is all affects everything. What we've been talking about, from consumer confidence to the corruption and manipulation and feathering the nest of the rich. This is all being done to keep the status quo. Okay? You have to be aware that they are using AI as a major divide and conquer strategy, while at the same time, they're using AI and robotics to eliminate our jobs. While they're printing money out of the thin air, while they're doing fractional reserve lending, while they're doing stock backs, basically the welfare for the rich, they're using the technocracy to basically control everything while using robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. And our opportunities, as long as we stay fighting against one another and not realize that this is being manufactured through perception, we are going to continue to lose control of our destiny. Vince?
Okay, so we were talking about the coronavirus and the corona panic, and here's a, since you're talking about stories, in the New York Post, headline, quote, Virginia pastor who defiantly held church service dies of coronavirus, end quote. The article goes on to say, quote, he practiced what he preached. Then he died of coronavirus. An evangelical pastor died of COVID-19 just weeks after proudly showing off how packed his Virginia church was and vowed to keep preaching unless I'm in jail or in the hospital. In his last known in-person service on March 22nd, Bishop Gerald O'Glenn got his congregation at Richmond's New Deliverance Evangelistic Church to stand to prove how many there were, despite warnings against gatherings of more than 10 people. I firmly believe that God is larger than this dreaded virus. You can quote me on that, he said, repeating it a second time to claps, saying that people are healed in his church, happily announcing that he was being controversial by being in violation of safety protocols with way more than 10 people at the church. He vowed to keep the church open unless I'm in jail or in the hospital. I'm essential, he said, remaining open, adding, I'm a preacher. I talk to God. On Sunday, his church announced with an exceedingly sorrowful, heavy heart that the pastor had died a week after being diagnosed with COVID-19. His wife, Marcietta Glenn, is also sick with the bug, with church members offering their prayers. Their daughter, Marjorie, and I have to spell Marjorie for you, big M, little A-R, dash, big G, little E-R-I-E, Marjorie Crawley, told WTVR that her father initially dismissed his symptoms because he has a condition that often leads to fevers and infections. She is now urging everyone to stay home. It becomes very real to you, she told WTVR after her parents' diagnoses. It's just, I just beg people to understand the severity and seriousness of this, because people are saying it's not just about us, it's about everyone around us. So here you have a preacher who defies the orders to minimize contact. He defies it. He talks to God. He held his service and he died of the coronavirus because he was defiant. And now his daughter's saying, are you kidding? This is serious. I killed my dad. My mom's sick. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. But what I'm saying, class, is do not be part of the herd mentality. Do not succumb to this. Pay attention. Do your own research. And if you believe, as I do, that this is as real as I believe it is, I'm staying home. I am not going to places where other people are. I'm not doing it. I believe it is absolutely, positively a killer. And I don't want our children to go out and bring it home. I don't want Mrs. Finelli to go out and bring it home. I don't want to go out and bring it home. What does it cost us? Well, it's cost my son his business. You know, he stopped working on cars. And what did his customers do? They went other places. They went other places. Are they going to come back? They may. Very, very, very slowly. So our son invested all of his profits in equipment, tools, machinery to do a better, faster, quicker job so he can lower costs even further. That's what he did. And now we have lots of tools. And he has no customers. None. None. Not one.
Vince,
so has this taken a toll on... Well, hang on. It's taken a toll on a lot of people. And I'm just giving you a micro speck of what it has done just to our family. And in the scheme of things, it's not very significant what's happening to us. But if you extrapolate it, it's what's happening to everybody. Most people accept the filthy, disgusting, overbearing rich. They're doing fine. Of course, you know, Kim Kardashian's having a little trouble staying at home, but she's still making her videos and still twerking and bending over and showing us, you know, what nobody wants to see. And they're still, and, you know, Harry and Meghan, you know, they're still trying to find that ultimate mansion. And it's great to know that, you know, they're happy. Who did this to us? Well, commerce did this to us. The big business, the airlines, Disney, the movie theaters. And our government let it happen. The FDA, the USDA, the CDC, all of those organizations let this happen. They are the ones responsible. Did they protect us from it? No, they didn't.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, it looks to me as if things keep going the way they're going. There's going to be a run on Louisville Sluggers and Gaucho Wire, G-A-U-C-H-O Wire. Gaucho Wire is a high tensile barbed wire. It's thinner and it's very, very sharp. And I can see Lucille coming out to say hello to a lot of people who have caused all the problems that we are now encountering. George, New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Rick. I just wanted to weigh in quick on one thing. That individual that you did the work on his farm, and like I said, I consider you guys friends of mine, and I don't like to see my friends get taken advantage of, and I know you don't like to see anyone get taken advantage of. I'm the same way. With that, have you ever heard that there's a legal term that when you make an improvement on a piece of property and somebody else doesn't make the improvement and they're not doing much of anything on it, after so much time goes by, you can actually annex that piece of property by virtue of the fact that I think it might be a number of years, but it varies from state to state. But are you aware of what I'm saying?
Yes, that term is called adverse possession, but that doesn't apply here because we had an agreement. The agreement was he was going to – I found this property for him. The family was going to move in. And while they were working on the transition, we would keep that place up for them. And the maintenance and the improvement and, you know, keeping the grounds really taken care of, turning rough pasture into pristine pasture, those kinds of things. We would do that in turn for receiving the hay for it. That would be our compensation. So we would do the work and those kinds of things and keep the place great. In preparation for them to move in, but they decided they weren't going to move in, and they decided to sell the property. And the broker who was attempting to sell the property for them told them that we're going to mow this all down and make it look really nice for the new buyer. So we're going to waste all the hay, and we're going to kick the Finelli family off the farm, and, you know, with no notice. And that's what they did.
Well,
so we were all geared up.
No, but
and so I you know, my response is, no, there is no adverse possession there because we had an agreement.
No.
The agreement,
but
he broke
thing,
the agreement.
No.
That's what he did.
No, but what I'm saying, you can tie things up by saying you can go in a small claims court or something, but most buyers and even the broker are going to kind of step back when they see there's some sort of litigation going on because it's going to get messy. It's not going to be such a smooth trail, and I would turn around and say, now, look, I want compensation. I don't want this cut. I don't want this because this was ours by agreement. And you'll say, but I'm just saying, but if you just even file, and it might cost a couple hundred bucks, but you just file in courts, and there's so freaking backlog that once they know, the buyers know that there's some sort of litigation. In other words, most of the time it's going to slow things up. Then what they're going to have to do is make just compensation to you, say, okay, make this go away, make them an offer, compensate them, or give them something out of the eventual take. And this way, what you're doing, you're saying, okay, just as you're going to be prepared to ignore me and my claims and all my work and all that, guess what? I'm going to ignore your convenience to be able to do certain things that I consider unconscionable and unethical. And I'll get off soon because I know you and Rick have a lot to say, but I have to say this.
No, those are, George, very, very good points. I don't want to go there. I really don't want to do that. And what has happened to me is I've learned what people are really like. I've learned what strong people are like, and I've learned what weak people are like. I've learned about situational ethics, situational morality. I've seen it firsthand. It's disgusting. And I don't want to, you know, what this has done is it's helped me understand who I am willing to help and who I absolutely, positively will not help. And the way our son says it, there's more potato chips for us, Dad. Another way he says it is we don't have to feed him. He's absolutely right, because I'm not gonna let people come over to our house that use more and throw away more than we would. So, for example, if I use one paper towel and they use three, I can't afford to have them here. If I pour a small glass of cranberry juice and I mix that 50% water, 50% cranberry juice, and I drink a small amount and drink it all, and they pour a big glass and throw half away, I can't have them here. I don't want them here. I can't afford to have them here. I'm seeing these things, and I resent it. So the best news about this whole thing is we don't have to feed them. We don't.
If I could just say this quick. Rich, I've done a lot of thought on this, and I know things are held up, but a hayloft in Missouri for my faculty office beats two chicken coop rooftops in Montana. I'm sorry, buddy, but that's what I got to say. All right. Hey, God bless you, guy. I just wanted to weigh in on that because I don't like to see any of my friends get taken advantage of.
Thanks for checking in, George.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless, George. And it's always great to hear from George. And, you know, I've never met George. I don't think you have either, Rich. But
no.
he's a great guy.
He seems like a real great.
Yeah. Rich, thanks so much for being with us. I really
always
appreciate
a pleasure.
Your insight.
I'll pick up where I left off next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.